What's up, y'all? It is Mike. It's Friday, March 10th. My Starbucks coffee is really kicking in now. White chocolate mocha. Very tasty. Sometimes I get an extra 2 shots of espresso. Woo! But I didn't get that today. Though it might seem like it, but I didn't. So it is Friday. We're talking Sleepy Hollow. We're available on iTunes, so just search Talking Sleepy Hollow. There you go. I did do some research. If you listened to my last recap show, Sleepy Addicts, the people over at Sleepy Addicts, I love those peeps, actually had an interview with John Noble. Yes, Henry Parrish. And I'm looking at one of their tweets they did 10 hours ago. Here's our chat with John Noble. We speak about his time on Fringe, Elementary, Lord of the Rings, and Sleepy Hollow, and more. Nikki's exit. They talked about season 2 as well. So check them out, Sleepy Addicts on Twitter, or you can check out SleepyHollowAddicts.com. I'm sure it's there as well. So shout out to my peeps over there. We're big fans. They're bigger fans. Like, they're hardcore. Like, I'm a fan, but they're like hardcore, which is awesome. Because they're awesome. They're, yeah, hardcore. So they talk to everybody. I'm just a little guy who just likes watching TV show. Plus, I have a 2-year-old son. So it's very difficult for me to join these chats and everything else, even though I want to be on these chats with these guys. It's hard with work and everything else, and 2-year-old son just isn't like it. But enough of the rambling. It's definitely this coffee. Let's talk about the episode, Child's Play. It aired last week. Normally, I have Miss Amy McCracken from Variety Radio Online, but she is not here today because she's still on the road. She's on her way to Mystic Falls to go do something with some vampires and witches and all that good stuff. I did have her thoughts on this episode on Child's Play that aired last Friday, March 3rd. She put on here, "I'm happy they're letting the little girl finally do something." Wow. I'm kind of glad that I did these recap shows by myself because by the looks of her comments on the last 3 episodes, she hasn't been a fan. I wish she was here, but why would she be here? Because she'd be like, I like it. No, she didn't like it. It's obvious she didn't like this episode. For me, I really enjoyed this episode. I definitely liked it better than the Genie episode. Did I like it better than Red Riding Hood? It was probably the same, but maybe a little bit because the Gollum episode, remember, with Henry was a little boy? I love that episode. Love that episode. Just the fact that the creature comes back and protects them and just, that was such a good episode. And so to see this, at first second, I was like, oh man, they're copying. Like, come on. But then the way that they kind of overlapped it when they started talking about Molly's imaginary friend, and Crane kind of just kind of like distantly remembered Henry's little friend. Oh, that was just so good. So it just brought it. Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. It was really good. Every little kid that gets picked on, I wouldn't say gets mad at their teacher, but gets picked on. It would be cool if, you know, they had a creature that could just stomp out a bully. I'm just not a fan of bullies, but it's the coffee, people. It's the coffee. Let's get back to Child's Play. The episode, I enjoyed it. It was cool to see Molly finally get to see the vault and all that information and knowledge. And it's obvious that when her and Jenny are together, she is picking the bowl. So she's going to be an oracle. So I think she's just going to be a sponge of just gimme knowledge. But the girl's always reading and drawing and doing all that stuff. The girl wants to learn. Let the girl learn. Jesus. Agent Thomas, I love you. You're hot, but let her in already. Jesus. We need that girl to just soak up as much knowledge as... I mean, Abby was powerful, you know, with Crane. But for some reason, I think Molly is like a whole nother level. And it's obvious at the end of this episode when Dreyfus helps her out. And he could have taken her. So he's a little slick. See, you know, like a normal bad guy would have just kidnapped her and be like, where's Molly at? Oh my God. No, he just kind of introduced himself very nice, almost like a father figure. And at the end, he makes that comment. So I think he really wants to, yeah, I think that, I think he's more diabolical than just a regular evil guy that just kidnaps and wants to take over the world. Like, he's really thinking this out. And like, that's why I really like Dreyfus as a bad guy. I know Amy doesn't, but I'm a big fan of that. So, yeah, I need this girl to... Molly needs to learn all the knowledge she can. If anybody has the rights for that freaking vault, it's her. So let her start soaking up that knowledge, people. And speaking of the vault, did you notice how Alex wanted to kiss Jack or Jake, whatever his name is? I'm hoping she kind of turns because, according to Amy, last episode, she wished she could have died. And to me, I think that would have helped a little bit, at least rocked Sleepy Hollow a little bit, the fans, if she would have died. I haven't been reading the tweets, so I don't know if people are a big fan of Alex. I haven't. I'm still on the fence of this chick just because she doesn't seem like she's taking it serious. And that's what it is. I have nothing against actors. I don't even know her. She does a great job because she's getting on my nerves as a character, but she's like the only one that doesn't take it serious. And like, and maybe that's her defense mechanism. I don't know, but get on the program. What else? Love the creature. Love the creature. I tweeted out to him. Oh crap, my mind has gone blank. But he played Gollum. Friday the 13th, he was Jason Voorhees in the reboot. He was in The Hills Have Eyes. Oh my God, Derek Mears. Yes. So when I saw his tweet, I was like, oh damn, I just saw his name in the credits. We're not in Kansas anymore. And he liked my tweet, which was awesome. Check him out, Derek Mears. He's Derek Mears. He's pretty badass because he's just, come on, he's, hello. So it was good to see him. Didn't get to see his face, but he plays really badass creatures. So I thought the creature was dope. I thought the whole story was dope. I thought how they brought in, you know, Gollum episode was great. You know, the fight scene where Mr. Stitch fights Jenny and Mom on the front porch was dope. I was a little shocked because I was like, oh, damn. And then when Jenny's bluntly just says she came after you because she's got negative feelings towards you, that was good because Mom needed to hear that because Mom has been lying this whole time, and I'm totally on Molly's side, and I get Diana's thought process because I'm a new parent. I get it, but it's bigger. This is a big thing. You need to be honest with this chick, and this girl needs to be learning as much as she can and be honest because she's got some. Oh yeah, this is gonna be intense of what this little girl is gonna be going in with Crane and everything else. So, but yeah, as you can tell, my emotions were like roller coaster. So, and that's how I can tell I really like an episode because I was laughing and then I was pissed and then I wanted to choke somebody and then all that good stuff. So, yeah, kudos. I thought this was a really good episode. New episode airs tonight on Fox, so I'm curious to see how that's gonna be. But yeah, Child's Play scale of 1 to 10. I would probably have to give it a 10. Yeah, I thought it just everything in the middle and then the bringing in of the Gollum and then just the story and everything else and just the sneakiness of Dreyfus at the end. And yeah, I thought it was really good, really good. Amy probably gives it a 1 and a 2. She probably hasn't liked these three episodes. Maybe the Little Red Riding Hood because it reminded her of a Supernatural episode. But other than that, I'm pretty sure she's probably not a fan of these. So the question is, the million-dollar question is, fans, sleepyheads out there, will I watch this episode tonight, recap it tomorrow by myself with no Amy? I don't know. Maybe so. Or do I wait for her? She gets back on Sunday, so then we could recap on Monday. But I don't know. I guess we'll see how I feel. I'll surprise you guys out there. If you want to listen to more Sleepy Hollow stuff, definitely go check out iTunes and search Talking Sleepy Hollow. That's where our shows are at on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there. You'll find Sleepy Hollow plus other shows that we do. And, Amy's got a blog called, Variety Radio Online. Just search Variety Radio Online. You'll find their Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, freaking YouTube, all that good stuff. The VRO.com is their blog as well. You can find our shows there. iWatchMike.com is my blog. The shows are there as well. There's a tab on the top where you can click and you can find all our shows. And Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat is on my blog. Shout outs to Sleepy Addicts out there. Don't forget, they got that interview with John Noble, so make sure you check that out. They're on Twitter at Sleepy Addicts, and then you can check out their site, SleepyHollowAddicts.com. Really cool people, big fans of the show. I like their energy. Like, if I was in a supernatural fight, I would be like, Sleepy Addicts, get over here, let's fight together. I don't know about taking Amy, though, because she'd be like all negative and like, I don't like this creature. I don't like my weapon. I want a knife. And I'd be like, shut up, baby. Okay, that's enough, right? Are we done? We done? I think so. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't forget, new episode. Aaron tonight, Sleepy Hollow on Fox. Yeah, I think I'm just going to record tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. So I love you guys. All right, have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Bye-bye.